Slide 15, a high-level look at language. Starting with keywords, let's talk about some of the things to make sure to include in your resume with regard to language. Keywords are a necessary evil. As long as there are applicant tracking systems and algorithms, you're going to need to incorporate them into your resume. One of the best ways to do that is to look at a position description and see what language is in there, and then take those words and scatter them throughout your resume. I like to say that actions speak louder than words. Rather than using a lot of adjectives, I try to encourage people to use nouns and verbs to describe their accomplishments or the work they've done. Obviously, some adjectives are important, but you want less fluff and more substance. People are in love with metrics. We live in an age of measurement and more measurement. My feeling about this is measurement, as long as it describes impact, is really relevant. Whether it's qualitative or quantitative, it doesn't matter. But be sure to use metrics in a way that are really conveying something that has occurred and that is in context. Sometimes I read through someone's resume and there's all these numbers and percentiles and, I don't know, dollars, and they're really kind of without context. I don't know what they're trying to tell me. So make sure when you're using metrics that you're sort of incorporating them within a bigger story, if you will. The next topic to really speak about is one that's going to be politically incorrect. But since I've seen it so many times and across generations, I feel like it warrants mentioning. Women have a tendency to use language that is very collaborative. We typically don't take ownership for our work, and this is a bit of a pitfall. Men do this too, but to a lesser degree. For women, it is just very, very common. And the truth is that in the workplace, taking ownership is not a function of being aggressive or egocentric. It's being accountable, and it's important. And when you're talking about the work you've done, don't hesitate to use words like led a team or led an initiative. Even if there were other people who worked on it with you, you don't always have to say that you collaborated on something. Sometimes that's appropriate, but it's not always appropriate. Finally, use of the third person is general protocol. It is very seldom the case that writing something in the first person is effective or warranted. By and large, your resume should be written in the third person. Don't write it as if somebody else is writing about you, but just describe yourself coming from the third person.